This is Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for the film The Imitation Game, depicting the life of genius Alan Turing, the famous inventor and codebreaker of the Enigma code. The man who broke through, yet as we sadly know, neither he nor his cryptographers were able to breathe a word of their long-awaited success for 50 years, for fear of going against the crown for high treason. A loner and an outsider, and somewhat uncompromising adult, the last person you would imagine would be a team member, is in an interview at for Bletchley, and thus we are introduced to Alan Turing in the form of actor Benedict Cumberbatch. Now, the screenwriting is absolutely superb, and the script gives both Benedict Cumberbatch many brilliant ways to express his character traits in a naturally funny way. And his sparring partner, in the form of Charles Dance's commanding officer, Commander Dennison, has some truly brilliant moments to watch. Now, Charles Dance, in many ways, was the most watchable of the entire cast, perfect at delivering great lines, totally believable, and I very much enjoyed his performance. The same can be said for the chameleon actor Rory Kinnear as Nock, the irrepressible inspector, who, whether he's in classical Shakespeare, or in this case, as the inspector, he really does excel. He's got a hunch that Alan Turing is hiding something, and he's sure that he's a Soviet spy. The truth, equally, is quite devastating in those days, that of being a homosexual. Now, the flashback sequences have, I'm sure, some artistic license, but seem to ring true in the sense that a boy who is somewhat a loner has become bullied and takes solace in having a friend who understands his quirks, and definitely takes solace in machines. In fact, the scene in the interrogation likens machines and emotions and questions, are we machines or are we human? Certainly with so many killings going on during the war, the Enigma machine helped identify strategies and war plans, but was a double-edged sword in a way, as no one was able to actually reveal that they found these moments and these plot points, because otherwise the game was up, so to speak. Now, Matthew Good was charming as ever. When called upon to play a period cad, no one seems to be able to do it better. In fact, he could do it in his sleep. Benedict Cumberbatch gave a great performance. We really empathise for Alan Turing as a tortured soul. He does always make me feel a little bit distanced from him. I guess that was part of the character, but it's also part of his personality as an actor, I think. But it did really quite enhance the performance, but I still didn't entirely engage with him. I say one of the best performances came from Mark Strong as Stuart Menzies, who always manages to bring such believability to his characters. Now, he has great presence, and once again, the young Alan and Christopher were very mature, in a sense, young actors, really quite professional young actors, and Alex Lawther as the young Alan was really very commanding, very watchable, and as I say, very mature. Now, of course, Jack Bannon as well as Christopher Morcombe, Alan's young best friend, was great. Now, of course, Keira Knightley showed many moments of conviction, and I really did believe her. She does come across, she's so beautiful, and she comes across as such a star. I would really like to see her lose herself sometimes completely in another character, dare to be completely ugly, rather than sort of putting the mantle on and dressing as the character, playing the genius female codebreaker. Now, overall, it's a film which is beautifully shot, very authentic in terms of production design and costume design, very well directed, and has an excellent cast with first-rate acting. You really can't ask for more. I can't help feeling that we've sort of seen it all before. I know, obviously, there was another version of Enigma produced by Jagged Films, Mick Jagger's production company, starring Dougray Scott and Kate Winslet. This film, was much more convincing in that sense, I felt. And I felt much more empathy and sympathy for Benedict Cumberbatch's Alan Turing. Yet it's a British-made film with Harvey Weinstein backing. It just felt a little bit familiar and just a tiny bit staid. But overall, I would recommend going to see this film. It will keep you engrossed all the way through, and you'll be very much wanting to know what the outcome is. And it really keeps you with it. So that's Suzanne Hunter's World of Arts and Entertainment review for The Imitation Game, the film starring Benedict Cumberbatch and Keira Knightley.
Radio.